verse 5, the NIV version, and it reads, Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God is good all the time.
It's always good before you bring the message of God to go to the throne.
Amen.
Just so you know that the path you're on and the path you're taking is the right path.
Amen.
God, I stand before you, asking you to allow the meditation of my heart and mind be acceptable in your sight. And that the words that I preach today be nourishment for the soul of those who are here. And that we ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So the sermonic text says, Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Now, in my last couple of messages that I brought to you, I've always talked about voiding the Wayback Machine. And a lot of you now are familiar with what the Wayback Machine is. So I'm going to ask you to void the Wayback Machine with me one more time. Okay, so let's get on board. I'm going to need you to buckle up. This time, I'm going to need for you to suit up in the whole armor of God.
Amen.
When I call out the armor, you say check. All right? Belt of truth.
Check.
Breastplate of righteousness.
Check.
Shoes of the gospel.
Check.
Shield of faith.
Check.
Helmet of salvation.
Check.
Sword of the spirit.
Check.
Praying in the spirit.
Check.
Amen.
Amen.
We're all set now.
We're ready.
We're ready to go.
Amen.
See, this way I know that nothing will happen to you except to get a better understanding on what God has for you today. Okay, I'm going to set the dial to the 1406 B.C. The location is on the east side of the Jordan River. And Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Consecrate yourselves. That was the first thing Joshua said to the people of Israel that day. Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do great things. In other words, declare yourself sacred. Now I'm going to take this just a step further and say, declare yourself worthy of God's love and God's desire for you to have the desires of your heart.
Amen.
Declare yourself worthy to have what's rightfully yours. Consecrate yourself.
Yes, yes.
Unity Fellowship of Christ Church, Philadelphia, consecrate yourself.
Amen.
Declare yourself to be worthy of God's love. Declare yourself to be worthy of the desires of your heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Joshua is telling the people of Israel this day before they were to cross the Jordan River and take over a city. Now, I believe that's when you're doing God's work. You have to consecrate yourself. You have to declare yourself sacred. That extra confirmation that you are serving the true and living God is everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we as clergy, officers, and laity of God's church, we need that blessing assurance.
Amen. That's right.
Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among us.
Amen.
Speaking of amazing things, we're going to get back on the Wayback Machine, and we're going to move closer to our time. We're going to move up the dial about 3,257 years later. I'm setting the dial to approximately 1851. AD. You see, in 1851 AD, in these here United States of America, most people of African descent were slaves. Imagine, if you will, this very difficult time for an entire race of people. For those of us who are descendants of slaves, we are putting our feet in the shoes of our very own ancestors. We're out in the fields, and we begin singing. We begin to sing a song that everyone else knows, that we have been selected. In the sweltering heat beneath the blazing sun, we soulfully belt out, "Hush, hush, somebody's calling by."
Instructions from her husband.
see the world as it was. Mm-hmm. She saw the world as it should be.
That's right.
She had a vision. Mm-hmm. And she fought to make her vision a reality.
Yes.
So here we are, a slave in 1851, and we've never felt freedom before. Mm-hmm. But you imagine that it must be a wonderful thing. You felt worthy of freedom.
That's right.
You were willing to die for it.
Yeah.
And it was a woman who was going to steal you away from slavery into freedom. Mm-hmm. See, talk around the fields and the plantations was that this lone woman was able to get people out of bondage, and into freedom.
Amen.
On foot, traveling hundreds of miles through wooded areas. Mm. Harriet Tubman never lost a passenger. Mm. And she never got caught.
Amen.
Right. She made this trip several times. Uh-huh. She was stern in her warning to those who would take the trip with her. There is no turning back.
Amen.
This is a do or die mission that we're on.
Amen.
Okay, now I need to set this dial of a Wayback Machine to 2019
AD. All right, come on then.
Next March 10th, you're right here at this time right now.
Amen.
Here we are, current day. You know, we need more people like Harriet Tubman today.
Amen.
Hey.
We could use a Harriet Tubman right here in Unity Church.
That's right.
See, the steps that Joshua and the Israelites took, and the steps that Sister Moses and her passengers who escaped to freedom took, are the same steps we need to take in everything we do and everything we go after in life.
Uh-huh.
We need to consecrate ourselves for tomorrow. Yes. The Lord will do amazing things.
That's right. Right now. That's right.
Starting a new relationship.
That's right.
Whether it's starting to move into our own building.
All right.
We have to see the vision.
See the vision.
Hallelujah.
We have to make it plain.
That's right.
We have to share the vision with others.
All right. Yeah. Share.
We have to make them see it. We have to teach each other how to see it.
Yeah.
We have to teach each other how to believe it.
Yeah.
Now, the writing is on the wall, or should I say, on the front door of this building. Now, Gerber Heinicke told us to notice on the window after the United Methodist Conference, by a vote of 53% majority, ruled in opposition to same-sex marriage and gay clergy in the United Methodist Church.
That's right.
We have to have our own Sister Moses to guide us to our new home. We have to be ready when God says, now. The vision has to be seen and shared and understood by all of us. This moment, right here,
right here,
and right now,
right now,
is the Sister Moses out. Not paper.
Yes.
We've been waiting here 13 bear.
Yeah. Oh, okay, then.
Let me hear you say yes.
Yeah.
I can't hear you. Let me hear you say yes.
Yes.
Let me hear you say I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Let me hear you say I'm willing.
I'm willing.
Amen. Amen.